feel you deserve something out of the game today? Feel you deserve something out of
it? I think there was very fine margins in the game today. It was a very hard fought game. Two teams that competed very, very well. I thought both teams at times got the ball down and played good football. And there was a few controversial decisions in the game today, but taking nothing away from the fine run results and performances that our lads have been on. I hope it's another 5 weeks before I'm talking in front of yous again about a defeat. And as I say, very, very fine margins. I thought at times we got into very good positions, but for some reason or another today, I thought our final decision on the ball today was more often than not the wrong one. So that's something, whether that's conducive for the boys coming for, you know, the Astro Andy, to the grass pitch, to the grass, you know, could play a factor on it, because some of the football that we do play on the Astro at home, you could see that, and you could see one or two, particularly in the early part of the game, you know, we're trying to play one and two touch football, and sometimes it takes a wee bit of a different spring, but you know, it's the same for both teams. I thought Stirling competed very well. They got off to a flyer, which Brim Thompson. But I was absolutely delighted in the reaction that we got after a poor start for us. And after 15-20 minutes, I thought that we were on the ascendant. I thought we finished the game very, very strong the first half. And you know, there was a key moment for me just at near the end of the first half where wee Jack Boyle goes down and they give up, because for me at that stage of the game, the linesman's put his flag up too early for Goodwillie, and it's wee Jack that's,
Jack was onside.
Yeah, Jack was well onside, so yeah. I thought that was a big call for the referee today, and Stirling will feel also that there could have been maybe a few for decisions for them today also, but overall very, very fine margins. Credit to Stirling, they're in a fine run of form themselves, and theirs continues. We now have an opportunity to go again on Tuesday and to try and create, you know, a run of positive results once again.
Another tough game on Tuesday, though.
All tough, every single one of them. Last week against Cowdenbeath was equally just as tough as what today's were, and we're now getting to that business part of the season. Hold on. That business part of the season where the prizes do get handed out in terms of where your league positions in that are. We certainly knew that we'd been for a tough one today, because in the fine run that Stirling on, they'll be looking that they can catch the teams above them. And we're no different from where we sit at this moment in time, that we want to try and get to as close and high up the table for now to the end of the season as we possibly can.
Does the fact that you've come in there off such a good run, you know, 5 wins in the trot, does that make it a wee bit easier to take when you get beat?
No, it's never easy to take in terms of that. We've got a dressing room in there that the boys are very, very disappointed. And there now becomes an expectation of the players in there. And what they have created over the last five, or since we came in, they've created an identity, a team that's very difficult to beat. And I thought that you could see that even in there today, that, you know, you've got, I don't know if you're still in the fight or neutral, but you know, I thought the game could have went either way, and I don't think we would be standing here, both sets, managers or players, if it finished in a draw today. But you know, very, very fine margins, and the opportunities that did come, Stirling took theirs. I felt when they got their second goal, I felt that we had started the second half brighter. I thought that we looked in the ascendancy. McStay hitting the post, David Goodwillie had a good opportunity, who's been in fantastic form and pulled us out of many out the bag and pulled us out in many tight draws coming up to turn these into victories. So he's been absolutely a revelation for us. So as I said, we just dust ourselves down, we take it in the chin, and we recover and we go again for Tuesday to hopefully start more positive results.
Good night. Thank you.